We have here in Parshas Naso the Parsha of Sota, and the Parsha of Sota, the woman who is misyacheres herself, who closes herself alone with another man, has many of the carryover halachos and perhaps is the source of the Isser of Yichud. So we're going to talk about a prohibition of Yichud tonight that is common, and one that specifically speaks, that we learn out from the Isha Sota, and that is the issue of Yichud in an elevator. And what are the parameters, what is allowed, what is not allowed, and what do the poskim say? Now, before we get to the question of Yichud in an elevator, we need to discuss, is there a time limit for the prohibition of Yichud, of being alone, a man and a woman in one room? Is 2 seconds usher? Is a minute? Is 5 minutes? What are the parameters of the time that one cannot be alone with the opposite gender? So the Gemara in Sota, in Daf Dalet, says that the Sota, the Isha Sota, becomes prohibited to her husband when she's alone with another man for the time that one is Kedei Tumah, meaning Kedei Tumah means the amount of times that they could have an active relationship there. They could be sexually active with one another. The Tanayim then have an argument about what is that amount of time. And we're not going to go into the Gemara now. It's not going to serve us so much of a purpose. But all the Tanayim give different measurements, time measurements, for how long the time of Kedei Tumah is. How long could a man or woman be alone together and sin without anybody knowing? Tosus there cites a Yushalmi, the beginning of Sota, who says that when does the clock start from? The clock starts from when the woman would start to undress. That is when the clock would start from. So how do we paskin l'halacha? Well, the Rambam in Hilchos Sota in Perek Aleph and the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra and Siman Kuf Ayin Ches conclude that the sheer yichud, the amount of time that's prohibited to be for a sota, is the amount of time it would take to roast an egg and to eat it. To roast an egg and to eat it. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that this time is the amount of time that it would take to roast an egg over an average-sized fire, and the clock starts when the woman would start to undress. It is a certain amount of time. It's a measurement, but we don't have exact numbers. The amount mentioned in Hilchos Sota is the amount needed to make a woman usher to her husband if she were to be alone with a man for that amount of time. However, regarding a specific shear for the prohibition of Yichud, there's no source in Shas, there's no source in Shulchan Aruch. The poskim are bothered as to whether we use the same amount of time that makes a woman usher to her husband for a sota. Do we apply that as well to the Isra Yichud and the actual time it would take to sin? Or do we say that there's chatzi shir? Chatzi shir is a concept that we've heard before, that not when the Torah says you have to do X amount in order to violate the prohibition, not only is X usher, but even X over 2 is also usher. So the Torah says you can't eat a grogeres, you can't eat a certain amount on Yom Kippur. Not only is that usher, but even less than that is usher Yom Kippur. Why? Well, that's a machlokas in the Gemara. Why? But even chatzi shir, even less the amount prescribed, is usher according to the Torah. So let's say that the amount of time, for argument's sake, is 5 minutes that a woman would become usher if she was alone with a man to her husband. But do we say 2.5 minutes is usher, 1 minute? What do we say over here? So we have a machlokas amongst the poskim. How do we measure less than amount of time for yichud? The Tshuvas Imrei Eish and Evan Ezra Siman Kuf Zayin and the Sefer Divrei Sofrim Hilchos Yichud both feel that the Isra Yichud is only the time of Kedei Tumah, that you transfer the time that's given by the case of the Isha Sota, and you can apply it to the laws of Yichud as well. The time it takes to roast the egg and to eat it. This is the sheet of Igros Moshe, Evan Ezra Chayon Dalid, where he writes that there's no Isra Yichud if the man and woman are alone for less than this amount of time. Rav Moshe doesn't feel comfortable giving an amount of time for the Isra Yichud, but he's certain that it's more than the amount of time it takes to go up 25 flights in an elevator. We'll get to that measurement later on. The Tshuvas Ma'aril Diskin, Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin, the Rav of Yerushalayim, writes in Chelek Beis, that the Shir Yichud, the amount of time that Yichud is Usur, is less than Kedei Tumah, less than the amount of time, because Chasi Shir. The Torah says this amount of time is Usur. Well, even less than that is also Usur, because we don't want people to perhaps go over the time limit. If you wait less than the Shiur Tuma, less than that amount that the Torah says by a Sota, you may come to sin. With Menashe Klein and the Mishnah Halachos, and Rabbi Yisrael Walder bringing the Tzitz Eliezer, and the Minchas Yitzchak, who I think's Yurtzeit is tonight. I think Dayan Weiss's Yurtzeit is tonight. The Minchas Yitzchak and Chelek Dalet all explain that the Ma'aril Diskin means that it is only an Isser of Chatzishir, it's only Usser in a small amount of time to have Yichud with the opposite gender if they could potentially stay longer. However, if the situation is that they couldn't be alone longer, even if they wanted to, then there's no Isser Chatzishir. Meaning, to walk into a room where there's somebody of the opposite gender, but at a certain point, someone's going to come in right behind you, that's not Usser, because you can't be alone for that certain amount of time. However, the Chalkas Yaakov writes in Evan Ezer that we don't find in Shas and Poskim that there's a Shir Zman, an amount of time for Yichud, and therefore, Yichud is not measured in the time that you are alone, or in any amount of time is going to be Usser, he says. And he supports this with the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel writes in Evan Ezer and Simchav Beis, who says that even Yichud Ketsas is Usser. So the Chalkas Yaakov is very, very machmer, that any amount of time is going to be Usser. The Mincha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman Rabach writes in Chelek Aleph and Simen Sari Aleph that there's no Isser Chatzi Shir, there's no prohibition of partial time for Yichud when it comes to Yichud. There's no such thing. It doesn't apply. However, if you're in a place where you could potentially stay for some time alone with the other person, then it's Usser. Even the first moment would be Usser Min HaTorah. So these are the different opinions, ranging from we do transfer the Shir Sota to Shir Yichud, we don't transfer any amount of time, and this is where we sit in Halacha. So how can we transfer this into minutes? Can we transfer this into minutes of how long it's Usser to be alone? So some poskim feel that's the same amount of time that a chassan and kala need for Yichud at a wedding. How long do we keep the edim, the witnesses, outside the door when the chassan and kala are alone in the Yichud room? It's somewhere between 5 and 7 minutes. That is the minhag in most places, somewhere between 5 and 7 minutes. So some feel that we take that number from Yichud by a wedding and we transfer it to the Isra Yichud. So it would be Usser for a man or woman to be alone for anywhere between 5 and 7 minutes. The Minchas Yitzchak says that Isra Yichud is 5 minutes. The Gemara in Sota Daf Dalad says, Kedei Tuma, that amount of time is to roast the egg and to eat it. And the Minchas Yitzchak then goes into a complicated calculation of a revius and how long it takes to make an egg in a revius and how many beitzim go into a revius. And he makes all types of calculations back and forth. And he quotes a shuva of the Ma'aram Shik regarding how long it would take you to drink something that's hot, like a hot cup of coffee. And the egg that was cooked is a hot egg, so you'd eat it very slowly. And he comes up to all types of calculations, and he comes out to 5 minutes. And he says that he times the traveling of an elevator. He actually sat there with a watch, and he timed how long it took an elevator to go up 4 floors, and it was less than a minute. And certainly going 10 flights in an elevator, he says, is mutter, even according to those who say, chatzi shir is usser. And he says that perhaps it would be good to be machmer to not rely on heterim, but he says certainly 10 flights in an elevator, 5 minutes would not be a problem. Okay. Rav Yashiv is cited in a number of Sfarim to allow a minute. You can be alone with the opposite gender for a minute. The Dvar Halacha, which is considered a classic Sefer in Hilchos Yichud, says it's 35 seconds. Where does he get 35 seconds from? So he cites the Tshuva of the Maharal Bach, who says that the time of walking 20 steps is less than the Zman Yichud, the amount of time for Yichud. And he measured and he found that you can walk 20 steps in 16 to 17 seconds. And the Tshuvas Lechem Rav says the time to wash your hands and face is the amount of time it takes to roast an egg. It takes 35 seconds to wash your hands and feet, and hands and face, and therefore he concludes that the Isser Yichud is 35 seconds. The Tshuvas Lahoros, Nassim Rav Nassim Gestetner, says there's no source for any of this. Timing, Yichud, no way had stopwatches back then. The Isser Yichud is not about any of this. Isser Yichud is about Kirav Hadas, getting to know somebody in an intimate way, becoming, you know, too carefree with the other person. And that those short intervals of schmoozing together with the opposite gender will, over time, lead to possibility of sinning with one another. And therefore, he says, any few moments of yichud where there could be any schmoozing between the man and the woman in an intimate way where nobody else is around is going to be problematic. He does say in the next tshuva that if you do file calculations, the Minchas Yitzchak, it should be 3 minutes. So he says, machmer to have no time, but if you need it, it could be 3 minutes. So these are the range from, 35 seconds or no time to around 5 minutes for the shir zman of Isur Yichud. So that means you could walk into a room, drop something off, and walk out, and that wouldn't be a problem. For a few moments, for a little bit, it would not be the problem. It would not be the end of the world. Now, let's have a conversation about elevators. And let's talk about going on an elevator, and we'll see what the poskim have to say. The one who is the most machmer is Rav Bezalel Stern. Rav Bezalel Stern was the Rav in Australia after the Holocaust, the brother of the Debrecen Rav. He writes in his Bezalel Chachman, Chelik Beis, that the Isur Yichud, as we said before from Nassim Gestetner, is not about sitting at that moment. It is about becoming familiar and friendly with the opposite gender. The issue is that will lead to sinning later on. And he feels that the elevator does carry an issue of Yichud. Only during a Shas HaTachak, only if you must, should you use the elevator if there's an issue of Yichud. He suggests that in such a case, if you do need to use an elevator with the opposite gender, and I guess one could try this if you want to be machmer, is that when you walk into the elevator, you should press two floors. You should press the floor you're going to and another floor in between. So that will make sure the elevator will stop in the middle. Obviously, you're going to look like a weirdo, and no one's going to understand why you're doing that. I guess if you got in first before anybody was looking, or you could just pretend like, oh, I made a mistake, I pressed the wrong button, and then you would alleviate the issue of Yichud according to the Bezalel Chachma. But he is really one of the few poskim who say that the elevator carries an issue of Yichud. This is not the consensus of the poskim. Let's see who says. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rosh Moshe, Ben Ezra, Chelik Dalet, Simon Samachay, Os Chav Beis, says there's no Isur Yichud in an elevator. Whatever the prohibited time is, it is much longer than any elevator ride. If there are two women in the elevator and one man, it's even less of an issue because the sheer tumah, the amount of time it would take to sin, for it doesn't apply to two women. The Shevet Halevi and Chelik Beis and Chelik Gimel says there are two parts of the Isur Yichud. There's the issue of actually sinning, and there's the issue of Kirav Hadas, of having a connection, an emotional connection with the other person. If we're dealing with a place where it's not reasonable to have tumah, to sin, then there's no Isur Yichud at all, says the Shevet Halevi. And this is Sayyid Lahalacha by Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher, in the Tshuvas and Chelik Af and Simon Pei Vav. There's no Isur Yichud in an elevator. Rav Moshe Stern writes in the Torah General Zera Yaakov that in principle there's no Isur Yichud, but it may depend on the time of day and whether there can be Kirav Hadas, whether there can be some sort of intimate connection between the two people. And he makes the following distinction. He says there are three times of the day when the elevator is used. During a busy time where people are coming in and out, there's no Isur Yichud at all. If it's a quiet time during the day in the afternoon where it's not a lot of traffic into the building, then it may be proper to be machmer to not use the elevator and to not have Yichud there. But if it's late at night and the building is pretty much empty, then one should be machmer, and as it could be usher to have Yichud in the elevator at that time. Rav Avadya Yosef in the Yalkut Yosef says that the elevator goes for less than 3 minutes, it's mutter, to be alone in the elevator. And this is certainly the case of Bala Be'ir, if her husband is in the city. That's another heter we'll discuss another time. However, if the woman is dressed in a manner that is not sanua, then one should not go into the elevator at all, regardless of the situation. Most elevator rides, unless you're going to the top of the Empire State Building or some tower in Saudi Arabia, is not going to be an issue of more than 3 minutes. Says Rav Menashe Klein in the Mishnah Halachos in Chelik Dal and Chelik Vav that there is no Isur Yichud in an elevator because it could stop at any floor based on who calls for the elevator outside. This is a case of Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRav. We know that there's no prohibition of Yichud if somebody can see in to the place or someone could walk into the room. Pesach Pasuach, the door is open L'Rishus HaRav into the public domain. Could you potentially stop the elevator on the inside so it doesn't travel? Perhaps, but then people are going to know about it and it's going to make that alarm sound. And who says the other person is going to want it? And therefore, we consider the elevator, says Rav Menashe Klein, a Pesach Pasuach, an opening, there is just a rabbin to the public domain and there's no Shir Yichud. The Tzitz Eliezer of Eliezer Waldenberg writes in Chelik Vav that the Isra Yichud is only a Shir Kadei Tum, the amount of time it would take to actually sin. Therefore, there's no Isra Yichud on an elevator, because each floor of the elevator could potentially stop. Many Svarim cite Rav Yashar, who said that there's no Isra Yichud on an elevator if the people on the outside will know if you stop the elevator. There's certainly no Yichud if there's a glass around the elevator, that's for sure, while others can see inside. This is also the understanding of the Horus Nassim, Nassim Gestetner. As long as it's not possible for someone else on the outside to realize the elevator was stopped, if it is possible for them that they won't realize on the outside, then we have a problem. But if everyone's going to know and the alarm's going to go off, especially nowadays, he doesn't say this, but we can say this, especially nowadays, where there's cameras in elevators and things are recorded for safety and things like that, there are so many reasons to be maker when it comes to an elevator. Some want to discuss old-fashioned elevators, like old-fashioned elevators in Manhattan, where the door opens. You also have to physically open a door or push a door open. There's two parts to the elevator. Maybe there's an issue over there. But those types of elevators are rare, and nowadays we don't have so many of them. But perhaps there's more room to be machmir there. Rav Nissen Karelitz writes in his Chut Shani, and the Shiva Chai Halevi says that if you're not in the elevator for 35 seconds, there's no Isra Yichud. If you don't know how long the elevator ride will take, you can be lenient because of the mirsas, the fear of Pesach, Pasuach, Lashus, Aram, that anybody could open the door. And any time you have not closed the elevator door from others accessing the elevator, it's heter of mirsas that people would be afraid to sin because someone may walk in. Rav Shechter says that if it is a very long elevator ride that goes express to the very top of a skyscraper, like the Freedom Towers or the Empire State Building, then there's an Isra Yichud, because there's a real chance there's going to be a significant amount of time where something could be inappropriate. However, if it could open up periodically, then it's a Pesach, Pasuach, or Shisarabim. But again, I would argue that on the Empire State Building and the Freedom Tower, whatever tower someone's building out in the Middle East, there's going to be cameras on the elevator. And perhaps another time we'll discuss the heter of using cameras, but that's another twist in order to be makel for these halachas. So, halacha l'maisa, I think we've shown pretty conclusively this parsha, and what we find by an isha sota and the way elevators work, that there's no issue really with going on an elevator for an Isra Yichud. Things to keep in mind, again, are very long elevator rides that are express and don't stop in the middle. Perhaps you have an issue. To go on an elevator with the opposite genders dressed inappropriately, perhaps you have an issue. But outside of that, the normal usage of an elevator would not count as a Yichud, according to the far majority of poskim.